just claim those precious blood stains. Amen. How many are thankful for that blood? Amen. Amen. Not just your sicknesses, your pains. You can claim your family under that blood, that token. Amen. Well, let's just sing that song, "We Have Come Into This House to Magnify His Name." Amen. How many just want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ tonight? Amen.
We have come into this house to magnify His name and worship Him.
We don't want them to take a cry out in our place. Amen. We want to be able to be louder than them stones would ever be. Amen. And we just have a few announcements here and one testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have prayer on Friday at 7:30 for all those who could attend that. Amen. And also we're having two services on Sunday with communion. No Sunday school. Amen. For all those who could attend. Amen. And we'll have the Salinas's coming up. They're going to be here, I think, tomorrow through Tuesday. So we might have fellowship different places here and there if anybody would be interested in that. So we'll keep everybody posted on details on those things. Amen. And we also have one testimony here from Brother Cy. Praise the Lord. After Pennsylvania tried to jam me up, Jesus came through and restored my license. Amen. So give the Lord a round of applause for that. Amen. 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 How many just say with an upraised hand, I have need of something from the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. We do have one prayer request. It says, pray for Sister Emma. She has at home having flu-like symptoms. So, amen. Keep her in prayer. That's Brother Simon. If you come, lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also for the tithes and the offering.
God, saints, happy to be here. Amen. Man is pulling the word tonight. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, God. We're so thankful, Lord God, to be in this message in this hour, God, Lord. And Lord, we just want more of you, God, Lord. Make your Holy Ghost made manifest, yes, God, Lord. And Lord, just help us, Lord, just to get beside ourselves, God, Lord. And Lord, Lord, may just start on each one, God, Lord. If, whether you use a child, God, Lord, or you use the eldest, God, whatever you want, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. We're happy to be here, God. Thank you, Lord, for, Lord, restoring my license there, God. Lord, you're almighty, God. Lord, you work through many avenues, God, and we thank you for it, Lord. And, Lord, be with little Emma, Lord. She's homesick tonight, God, Lord. And, Lord Jesus, Lord, just have your way, Lord, on their raised hands, God. And, Lord, just be with each one, God. We love you, Lord. Be with our brother Steve, God. He's sure at work, God, Lord. And anyone else that's out, God, Lord, just be with them, God. We love you so much, Lord. And just bless the tithes and offerings, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Just sing that song, you brought me to his banqueting table and his banner over me is love. How many want that to be your banner the rest of your life? Amen. Amen.
He brought me to his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. He brought me over me is love.
Don't you sing that song? There is no satisfaction outside salvation. Amen. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Amen.
There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out. Shout it out. Loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Shout it out. Loud and clear. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. There is no satisfaction outside salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N. Just shout it out loud and clear.
Just sing that song, I'm pressing on the upward way, amen.
Higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Faith on heaven's table land.
Once you sing that song, amen, I looked all over, amen. I don't know the name of the song, but amen, I think it's B flat. Amen. There's no one like Jesus. How many can raise your hand and say, there's truly no one? I've looked all over. I went from church to church. I went from wherever to wherever, but I found no one that's like him, amen. As our pastor prepares himself, amen. Sing that with all your heart, amen. You're pulling on the word of God tonight, amen. There is no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one, there's no one like him. There's no one, there's no one like Jesus. There's no
song, a real quick song. Let's sing a song of that same spirit. Amen. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it dwells in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that spirit dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit, it dwells in you. Oh, if that same
rise from the dead. Dwell in you. Hallelujah. Dwells in you. Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. It dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit dwells in you. Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it dwells in you. Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit, it dwells in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwells in you, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I was listening back there. I said, boy, I got a big crowd tonight. I come out here, just a few of us. Well, you're making some noise. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and jump in our Bibles tonight. Good to see all those able to press out to the house of God tonight. Amen. Good to be a Christian in this hour. Good to be a believer in the Word of God. Amen. Though things might wax grosser and grosser in the world, things might, as far as the church, might get further and further away from God, people may wax further from God, the bride of Christ, we are moving closer to God. Amen. Love it. Like your prophet said, he said, when Pharaoh was gaining his power in Egypt, to basically enslave and continue to enslave Israel in Egypt, he said, there was Moses out in the wilderness growing up in God. Amen? Amen. He was growing too. Amen? Amen? If you have your Bibles, we'd like to open up to two passages today. And by the grace of God, we'll give you a little something to chew on. I'm not going to be preaching on what I've preached on the last couple sermons, last three sermons, but we'll move a different direction tonight as we feel led, and I've had this on my heart for a little bit, but I want to move into a different direction tonight. I pray you brought your Holy Ghost with you. Amen. I pray you brought some faith with you. Yes. Amen. I pray you brought some expectation. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1. After that, we're going to go to 1 John 2:20. I don't think I'll get through all this tonight. I'm not going to try. We'll just try to get you a little start, something to get you moving a little bit. Amen. Amen. How many want the house of God to be a lively house? Amen. Amen. You know, you think about the Bible. The Bible says that ye are lively stones. Amen. Amen. Right. So it's good to be a lively stone. Amen. You can't have a lively church without lively stones. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. It says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what is faith? Faith is when you have something there that you can't see, but you're going to possess that anyway. Amen. Let me say it like this. You're actually moved to possess it. Amen? Amen? Amen. Second verse, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What framed the world? The Word of God. Yeah.
so that things which are seen were made of things which do not appear. So substance, or let me say it like this, a material substance come from absolutely nothing. Who is responsible for that? God. Amen? 1 John 2:20. Hope we can lay this in here. Trusting on the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen? It says here, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Amen. How interesting. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you tonight, God, and we thank you, Lord, for just, oh God, bring those who are able to come tonight, oh God, to the house of God, Lord. We understand it's not the house of God, it's not a game anymore, God. It's not, and it never was, Lord. But Lord, we understand coming out of Laodicea, Lord, that this has to be real, God. It has to be something, oh God, moving within us, God. Something constraining us, oh God, to the house of God, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, Lord. And we ask tonight, oh God, you'd certainly come in our midst, God. Lord, though there be few of us here, oh God, isn't that great, Lord, because Lord, we realize, God, that you can do great things with just a few, God. Lord, one day you took a little boy, oh God, who had a few fish and a loaf, God. And Lord, you fed 5,000 with that, God. So we realize, oh God, that little is much when God is in it, Lord. And we pray tonight, oh God, that though we be a little group, God, that Lord, maybe, Lord, much will be with us, God. And Lord, when we say that, Lord, we realize that you can multiply what's here, oh God, as far as our faith, oh God, in this substance, God. We just pray, oh God, tonight that you just have your way. Oh God, move us all aside. Move me aside myself, God. Lord, may I say the word of God to the people, God. Lord, by using these lips of clay, Lord, we pray, oh God, you'd certainly build an expectation, Lord, because I don't believe that there's anyone here, oh God, who, if asked, God, would say that, I don't want to feel your presence tonight. Anyone here that would say, God, I don't want you here tonight. But I believe, as sincerely as I can say this, that we all want you here, God. We all want to be closer to you, God. And we understand that, Lord, this becomes more of a fanatical thought, Lord, as we come service by service, God. But we realize to the bride, Lord, it's everything. So we just ask, God, you'd certainly be with us tonight. And we trust, O God, that you'll find us clean for service. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bride said together, Amen. You may be seated. Moving into tonight's service, we would like to give this message the title of The Pulsation of God. Amen. And if we had a subtopic or maybe just a topic in general, we would like to give it the topic of moved by the unction. Amen? So the pulsation of God is what we'll be working with tonight. And understandably, we are grateful to be in the house of God. Amen? Now, if you would, I'd like to begin this, if we can, by looking at faith. Amen. Now notice, faith is actually a substance, right? And faith is actually what we would say, that it's something that is shown to what? To be believed upon something that is not there. Amen. Let's say it like this. You can only have faith on something that is unseen. Amen. As far as when we look at what God's design is and how God made things. Hallelujah. When God made the earth, we understand that He made something out of nothing, right? Now, God is equipped with perfect faith. So when He would have a thought and He would express that thought, we realize that that thought would actually manifest what it was. And that was because God was faith Himself. Hallelujah. Now, we understand that man is given a natural amount of faith, but yet we realize in order for us to have perfect faith today, we must be in the position that we can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, notice this if we can. I'd like us to get into this thought because I want you to see that when God made things, He made things by looking at the unseen, right? So there was something that was moving inside of Him that was looking at something. He seen something, but watch, it wasn't something that could be seen by the naked eye. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When your prophet, when God told him to make squirrels, what? There was plenty of squirrels, but there weren't those squirrels. Hallelujah. Amen. They couldn't exist where He placed them as far as by nature, but what? God had them placed there anyway to show that faith had to be moved, right? And we realize that what? That the moving of the Spirit was brought forth by God Himself. Amen. Now notice this as we begin to work with this. I want us to see this, and I probably, like I said, I won't get too far tonight. But notice, we're working with things not seen, right? And we're working with a moving or a pulsation, which we'll get into. All right? Now let's go to 1 John, if we could, 2:19. Because it's actually manifest in every aspect of your life. Now, in 1 John 2:19, it says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Okay? Now, I'm not working with division tonight, but I would like to show you here that He's working with, as far as John here, He's working with the thought of what? Even believers in a church, right? You'll have three types of believers, but I want you to see this. In this 20th verse, it says, but ye. So notice, it identifies the non-believer to the church, right? But notice this, it says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. Amen. So notice it says, but you have an unction. Now notice the word unction. The word unction is actually the word charisma. Okay? Charisma, if you'd like to say it that way. But it actually, this word unction means an anointing, right? But more probable, it means something rubbed in. Amen. Let me help you on that one. So an unction would actually mean an anointing, but it is actually the process of rubbing an anointing into you. So it's actually talking about moving upon you. Now notice, they left the church, or they went wherever they went, but notice, they could not, but they had an unction that they did not have. And what was that unction? It was a moving of the anointing of God. Amen. Now, notice this. It says, and ye know all things. Some things? A couple things? Well, you know, we're shooting at 3/4. We're doing pretty good right now. No, it actually says that if the unction is upon you, that you will know all things. Now, I want you to understand this concept here because you're actually looking at the Word of God. When you have the true unction, it identifies the Word that is true. Now notice in 1 John also, it talks about try the spirits to see whether they be of God. So notice it doesn't just identify the Word, but it identifies the true anointing of God. It knows if it has been what? If it has been falsified, it notices it what? That if things are done correctly or not. So notice it is actually a gifting, but it is a gifting of the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm taking you somewhere tonight. This ain't where it's going to be. But I want you to, so to say, with identifying truth and false. But I want you to see, church, that when you look at an unction, there is something or someone that is moving upon you with His Spirit. He gives you the ability to know. Amen. Remember when Jesus said they'd receive the Holy Ghost? He said He'd what? He would show them things to come. He wouldn't leave them in the dark, church. And I want you to understand, if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God will not leave you in the dark. No, I'm not just talking about the Word, church. But He will lead you to His Holy Ghost in the Word form and in the Spirit form. That is the unction when all of you can sit in all of God. But all of you can be led by God. This is very simple. I pray you can pay attention and catch this because, church, we should be in a place when we hear about faith, it should build our faith. Amen? Amen. This room should have a Shekinah moving in this room. Hallelujah. This room, somebody should see a pillar of fire. Somebody should see the presence of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are these ones moved by an unction. Does anyone come with the mindset, well, I am a false believer to this church? No, we come with the mindset that we have an experience with God. We come to the house of God because we love God. And we come to the house of God to make known God. You see, making known God is not just something that's done in a closet. It shouldn't even be something that's only done in the church. But what? The making known of God or the manifestation of God should be our life. Every detail of our life should what? Should have the aura over it of God's presence in every move. Now I'm going to work with something here, because don't you understand, church, that when we're talking about the moving of the Holy Ghost, we're talking about an actual being.
Amen. Right.
An actual person.
Amen.
You must be two persons then.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You have a person of the Holy Ghost inside of you. And what? You have united with the Holy Ghost. Making two one. In unity, right? Now, notice this if you can. He says, I'm going to move on from there, but I want you to see what we're going after tonight. So the unction is actually what? When you find an unction in your life, if you were to define that, you would say there is a moving in your life to do something. Whether you know it or not, if you've ever had a healing, there was an unction upon you to receive that healing. And let me tell you, church, when you come to Christ, there is an unction. Something was moving upon you. The charisma, the Spirit of God, the anointing was moving you to what? To become recognized.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, notice here if we can. We see the scripture in Hebrews 11:6. So what is faith? Faith is when you're moving on the unseen. But the unseen is more real than what you're sitting in. So you're actually moving in the realm of the divine. I'm talking about bride now, okay? Now, notice here, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So unless you move upon things that you can't see, remember, faith is a revelation. So unless you have a revelation about things you can't see, you can't please God.
We have more word than any other church age, any other dispensation on this earth. But we have less faith. But the word, remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word. So when you hear the word, that should raise your faith. Your faith, that means you watch. You find an obligation to move on the unseen. So notice, because you're a seed of God, that means God has positionally placed things in your life that you have to have. They've been ordained of God before you even come here, and God placed them there so you would have something to move on to please God. Now, so notice, you can't please God unless you move on the unseen. Amen. Or do you realize what that says? We just read the scripture where God, He moved by faith and created the world. But it was actually, the scripture said in the second or third verse, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Amen. So what? So when you move upon the unction, it is just like God moving Himself to create a world. But notice, it is also being God-like. How can the Spirit of God be in you and there's nothing moving in the faith department? We should constantly be moving in the framework of faith. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We should constantly be looking for the unseen to be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. Why? Because God gave you the attribute to sit under the unseen and to receive it. Oh, hallelujah. Is there anyone here that cannot identify and say, there is not anything that I'm looking for today that I can't see? You must not be a Christian if you have that answer. But we understand that because we are Christians, we understand that if we actually look at what we are, if we would sit here right now and look at ourselves, you'd start saying, whoa, I wish that would happen. Oh, I wish this would be healed. Oh, I wish this mountain would be moved. Well, what is it? It is an obstacle that God has placed there to be taken away by faith. But the problem is that we don't have an understanding of what really should be moving us. Oh, can I have this or can I have that? And we question it. We wonder. We say, oh God, is it ours? Well, what are you doing? You're showing that you don't have faith in something that God has gave you to hope for. You'll never possess it if you don't move in faith about it. Now, I'm not here to fully move with faith tonight, but kind of. But I want you to see this, is that when you begin to look at the natural and see the spiritual, you begin to see how powerful God made you. Now, notice this if we can. We see that the scripture we would have. Look, let's just read some scriptures real quick. 2 Peter 1:21. I'm going to go through these fast, so run with me, okay? It says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So why did those men speak? Because there's an unction that was pushing them. Now notice what they are doing. They were prophesying. So they are literally speaking of things that had not happened. Things that were not, what, material, or things that looked absolutely insane, but we understand that it was actually a moving of God that put the word out there. Oh, I ain't talking about writing a new Bible, but don't you understand your life is a Bible? Don't you understand that your life is what? To add to this word. Understand what I'm saying. Your life is to multiply the signs of this word. You are a continuation of the book of Acts. You are a continuation of the promise that God still lives. Oh, hallelujah. In the Easter seal, your prophet said what? He said, you are to show, to tell, and to prove the resurrection, church. You are Christ in human form, church. Why do you think his pastor's always nailing everybody about showing Christ? Oh, God, help me. We've got something to show. How do I know I got something to show? Because the Word has shown what? Has shown you what it is. And has shown you what you have. It shows you what you're, where you're going, what you're going to do. It lays out everything. So all you're doing is moving by the Word of God. But I want you to think about this with me. Though we move by the Word of God, there's something more to this. Now notice, they move by prophecy doing these things. Now notice, let's go to Hebrews 11:7. So was it God's predestinated move to make them men prophesy? Sure it was. He had a prophecy that was going to go in the Word, and He moved on them to speak exactly what He wanted them to speak. So what was that action? Oh, it just happened by chance. No, there was something that moved on them and moved them in an, so to say, to the world, an insane direction to do something that was very odd. You know? Problem is we don't know it's too odd because we're still working on them gifts. Now, notice Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So what is Hebrews 11, church? Notice when you look at Hebrews 11, by faith, by faith, by faith. Well, what was it? Something what? An unction was moving on them. And all they did was what? All they did was when the unction came, they moved on the unction. Whether you believe it or not, God could move an unction on you tonight. Well, I better feel it. Well, not necessarily. Oh, Brother Cam, better tell me something. Not necessarily. Because if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that changes everything. Sure, it can come by a pastor. It can come by the Word of God. It can come by a song leader singing a song. It can come by a congregation getting in expectation. Now, so what was it? Noah was moved, but it said he had to move by faith. So what? He moved by faith in the unseen. God warned him this is coming. Right? Well, look at us. Has God warned you that the coming of the Lord is here? And what are we doing? Noah moved and prepared an ark. Well, aren't you supposed to be preparing an ark too? Aren't you supposed to be getting an ark ready for God? Hallelujah. Notice here, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says here, while we look not at the things which are seen. We're not even looking at the things that are seen.
which are not seen. What are you looking at right now? Now, this is the Bible. And it tells us we should be looking at something and not looking at something else. So your big question is, which one or what are you supposed to be looking at? The things you see or the things that you don't see? But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let me say it like this. We look at a car. Oh, my car just broke down. And all of a sudden you feel something say, God can start that car. What's God doing? He's moving an unction to what? To try to get you to move by faith on what He's laid before you. Right? Somebody sick. God gives you the opportunity to pray for them. Right? Well, what do you do? See what the problem is? We look at the scene. Oh, my car's broke down. Oh, I better call somebody. Right? Oh, somebody's sick. Well, you might need some Tylenol. You just need to stay home from church and just rest up. Because you know what you need is rest. Really. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now look at our lives. You see what I'm saying here? This ain't deep. It ain't rocket science. So notice. It says, for things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If that don't get you excited about your family and about your friends and your loved ones, you got something going on here. Amen. Now, let's continue. Let's go to Psalm 68:8. I got to hurry up. Psalm 68:8. It says, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. So God was trying to move something. And all he had to do to move it was to put his presence there. Amen. Let's continue. Amen. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God. Amen. Do you realize, according to videos probably a lot of us have seen, even Mount Sinai is still black to this day. He had such a moving of the presence of God that it never looked the same. Oh, hallelujah. When the presence of God come to your prophet, we understand that what? It put eagle in a rock. It what? It broke the mountain. And what? They say that they found triangles, pyramids, little rocks all over the place. But what? Even the natural earth, when the presence of God is trying to move, it moves. And there's results that happen because it moves. And here we see God can't even move us. Well, I'm talking about, you got a dead church, God can't move you. Oh, God help us all. Amen. We need a God that's going to move this church, that's going to move this bride, that's going to get us in condition. But you can only have that if you see that God is able to do it. It has to be a move of faith. I ain't talking about special meetings and talking about this Bible study. I'm talking about moving on the Word. talking about a rapture church. God can move in all those places. And He has. But when is it going to become more than a special event to get God to move on your behalf? Hallelujah. Now, notice this. So what? God is a moving God. He has an unction that He moves by. Now, let me show you something here. Let's go to look at the unseen in 59. It says, "And I think that the Holy Spirit can lead man and tell him things and make him act different and make him believe things and receive things that the world never could believe could happen." So God has a way of moving, but how does He do that? By leading. So He'll what? He'll initiate something on you, but you have to move by faith on that. So I know what I'm talking about. That it's the Holy Spirit. So what's the leading? Oh, I skipped part of it, didn't I? It says, "I'm a witness. I was a blind man once myself, practically had to be led." Oh, hallelujah, that's me. So I know now what I'm talking about, that it's the Holy Spirit. Now notice this real quick. Romans 8:13. It says, "For if you live after the flesh," what's the flesh? The things you see. Amen. "Ye shall die. But if ye live, if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." Yeah. Well, do you understand what that is? You have to mortify the deeds. You have to move, or you have to move by faith on something moving on you. Amen. The problem is we've got plenty of people who are good Pharisees and Sadducees, but we're not moving in the line of the Spirit. Notice, it said, "If ye through the Spirit do mortify." So even the cleansing of your body, even your sanctification, it needs to be a moving of God. Do you understand what that means? Everything that you put forth should be from God. Now, let's continue. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God." Amen. It's joining these things. "Are the sons of God." Amen. Amen. We'll talk about a witness. You can show. You can tell you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost when you have a Spirit moving on you, and it's moving you to sanctification. Now, so what is it? It's being led of the Spirit. Now, let's continue with our quotation and looking at the unseen, E21, and the second half, brother. It says, "Oh, can't you feel that pulsation of the Spirit begin to rise in your heart?" Now notice, he's talking about being led of the Spirit. And then he says it's an actual pulsation that begins moving or to rise in your heart, saying Jesus Christ is in our midst. "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst." Pulsations. He says, something moving like a heartbeat. Like a heartbeat. This is getting interesting. It's pumping energy to your spirit. If you sit here dead all service long, if you sit here yawning the entire service long, you know what you're failing at? You're following the wrong heartbeat. I'm getting to something tonight. I know we only got a couple here. But if we could actually move by these principles, we could watch the Spirit do something very special. So notice, when you have pulsations from God, it says what? It'll pump energy to your spirit. It's pumping energy to your mind. Oh, I'm thinking about cars right now. Oh, I'm thinking about this or I'm thinking about that. No! When you have the pulsation of God, it what? It moves you to the Word. He says, then let the things that your eyes see black out. We just got to talk about moving with the unseen. You can look at the things seen, or you can look at the things unseen. And here a prophet says, okay. Now we're talking about someone here that is used to being in the anointing of God. I ain't a Branhamite, but I am an individual that can see when God moves on somebody. Amen. Talk about Jesus Christ, Peter, Paul. Talking about Charles Finney, hallelujah. Jonathan Edwards, what? William Seymour. Amen. We can see that God will move upon us. He should be moving upon us. So notice, let the things that your eyes see black out. We're talking about moving by a pulsation. That you see not the things of the world, you're believing what God said. So when you lose sight of everything around you, I ain't talking about closing your eyes. It could be. But I'm talking about what? Moving on the unseen. Moving on things that you can't see are there. You have to what? Now notice, in order to get in that, notice your prophet said there's a pulsation. Like a heartbeat. Now notice, every one of us here, you know you got a heartbeat, right? I got worried one time in high school because they were trying to take my heartbeat and they said, I can't find it. They said, you must be dead. I said, you just got to look closer. But what was the issue? They were having a hard time finding the pulse. Amen. Now I'm talking about natural. How many of you can go like this and you can feel your heart beating? Trying right now. And I'm moving, so actually something should be going on because I'm really out of shape. I don't feel anything. And yes, I'm out of shape. I'm sorry. But I don't feel my heartbeat. But let me ask you a question. If I'm over here going like this and moving really fast, does that identify that there's a heartbeat, a natural heartbeat that is moving on me right now? But what? I'm not identifying. I don't see it. I don't feel it. But it's there and it's moving. Now notice your prophet said that the Spirit of God is like a heartbeat. Now, let's look at this. A pulsation, according to Webster's 1828, it is the beating or throbbing. How many of us have ever gotten a spot where you kind of get overwhelmed and you can feel your heart going, dum, dum, dum. Your heart's throbbing. Oh, hallelujah. What if we all got a little Pentecostal and we started running around the room tonight? Oh, hallelujah. It's been a while since I did this. I don't even know if I ever have. But notice, if I run around this room, by the time I get back up front, I told you I was out of shape. By the time I get back to the front of this room, if I stop, I can feel it. Oh, it's there. I can actually feel it right now. I know. That just shows how out of shape I am. Well, I did run around the room 60 feet. I know it's a slow jog. But I can feel something moving upon me. Why? Because I allowed myself to move upon something. Right? Now notice this. The beating or throbbing of the heart of an artery in the process of carrying on the circulation of the blood. So why does your natural heart beat? To make blood flow through your system. To circulate blood through all your system. So why? So your whole body will work. Hallelujah. Now notice here it says, the blood being propelled by the contraction of the heart causes the arteries to dilate so as to render each dilation perceptible to the touch in certain parts of the body, as in the radial artery. So when I got a pulsation, it's something that is perceptible. It's something that you can see is going on. Now, so notice what we're looking at. Your prophet said that what? When you have the Holy Ghost, that your Holy Ghost can be like a heartbeat. But notice, he didn't call it a heartbeat just here. He said it was a pulsation. So it's more of a noticed throbbing. Or a pulse. Something that you can feel. A little moving. Now like I said, I ain't talking about just an emotion. A lot of times it'll be. But I'm talking about feeling the heartbeat of God. So do you realize what this is saying? You have a natural heartbeat. But when you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got a spiritual heartbeat. It's not your heartbeat. It's His heartbeat. Let's continue. Another quotation. The basis of fellowship. Long Beach, California, Tuesday, 61:214. It says, now when that anointing comes, when that unction comes, you can catch every person in here just exactly where the fears, where the frustrations, where there it is, like a heartbeat coming to you. So he says there's an anointing, and when it comes by, you can start, what, moving more in the spiritual realm. Oh, can you see frustration? Well, you could by faith. But we're talking about when an anointing comes on, seeing it in a different light. Let's continue. So it's like a heartbeat coming to you. See, when it isn't me, it just become anointed. That's all. See? And it's just a gift that I have to just yield myself to the Spirit. I usually don't eat or anything. Just keep yielding myself to the Spirit. What does that mean? He's being led of the Spirit. Well, did this just operate in service for Him? No. Operate all over the place. Got quotes for that. Sure. He says, and when they bring me here at nighttime, no one speaks to me. See, I come right in, go right out the same way. I stay in the room and pray till I can either hear it or know and see that light moving in the room where I am. What is he doing? He is telling you how he stays in the pulsation of God. Here's the thing. When's the last time you felt the heartbeat of God moving on you? I'm going to start playing that zombie word again. Amen? And here we're talking about a life that was what? He was staying away from the things seen and trying to be led by the unseen. And it's like a heartbeat. When you can, what? Lay off of the things seen and move into a realm that you're cutting off the seen for the unseen. The unseen or the pulsation, the heartbeat, the throbbing of God will begin to move at a higher rate. Because why? You're no longer exercising on the carnal, but you're actually exercising the spiritual. So notice, how are you going to know you have the Holy Ghost if God ain't never doing nothing for you? What does it end up doing? It makes you question your experience. But what you really need to do is what? Get what? Start suffering the seen so that God can more manifest on the unseen. But you have to what? Want the unseen more than you have the seen. I can see Burger King. I want Burger King. But the unseen tells me that there is an actual King of Kings that I can experience that is greater than that double offer, especially overnight. But what is it? We allow ourselves to be moved upon living only on the natural. You want unity in this church. What do you got to do? Remember, you got to get the Spirit of God where it needs to be. How are you going to get the Spirit of God where it needs to be if you aren't willing to do scripturally what it says you need to do? Right? Notice, just like we read, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What is diligently seeking Him? You're putting some effort behind what you're doing. You're fasting, you're praying, you're what? You're trying to stay away from the things of the world, being led of the Spirit of God. You know what the problem is? If we ain't got the Spirit of God, we better have a Spirit of God party tonight. Let's say, okay, God, I know I got the Holy Ghost. Let's get something from God, and then you go to the place where? Okay, I want to keep this God strong. How am I going to keep this God strong? I'm going to pray. I'm going to read my Bible. Amen. I'm going to believe the Word. Amen. And what? I'm going to follow the unction that He gives. Now let me let you understand, church. When you have the Holy Ghost, there should be something telling you to pray. When you have the Holy Ghost, there should be something telling you to read your Bible. Amen. But understand where we're at. In Laodicea, we're at a place where that voice isn't stronger than Laodicea. Right? Come on! Amen! Amen! Why? We're right back at Christ's crucifixion. Where Christ said to pray up. Can't you just pray with me for an hour? And Jesus said, He said, The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen! Is there anyone here that got a willing spirit? Oh, it's willing. It wills to it every day. Amen. But I just got a real what? Weak flesh. Well, what's going to move you over your weak flesh? Well, I just got to try harder. We've tried harder about 6,000 times. Right? You know it's the truth. But what? We have to cry out for desperation. We got to ask for a little push. God, don't have to push me through a pipe. I know that's why you look like what you look like. Wait a minute. He wants you to be led in the Spirit. But He wants you to stay at a place where the Spirit's so hardly recognizable.
that you have to do it all yourself. Wait a minute. We just read in Romans 8 that he said if you sanctify yourself through the Spirit. Oh, isn't that what we say? I'm going to clean my life up. I'm going to do this better. This is quite the battle now, isn't it? What am I going to do with myself? We got to cry out for a rain, church. You realize we got to cry out for desperation. Because what we don't have is desperation. Where I say, oh God, clean my life. Oh God, clean this. Oh God, give me a little desperation. Because if I get desperation, then I'll do those things. Is there anyone actively crying out for desperation? He said the love of God will put you in desperation. In the desperation message. Absolutely. The reason why you can't see God is because you don't love Him enough. It's a lack of love for God. Right? We know that quote. Amen? God, help me to love You. Well, I don't need no help loving God. I'm in a message. Oh, God, I need help loving You. I need You to move on me. Do you realize what you are? All you're asking for is what? Your spiritual heartbeat to move. You're asking what? Your spiritual heartbeat to pulsate. You are made to have a spiritual heartbeat. Oh, God help us. Notice just looking at the unseen. I'm going to start this one at E20. He says, if these people here in these wheelchairs and on these cots and you that's sick to die, if you could just hear the Word of God tonight, don't try to figure it out. If I could only figure out how to live a better life. Is this just for cots? We've been trying to figure it out for a long time, haven't we? Don't think how long you've been sitting. I've been waiting for a move of God for a long time. When's God going to bring my move? Don't think about that. Don't try to figure it out. How long you've been sick. Think about what God said. Because faith comes by hearing of the Word. So notice, if faith comes by hearing of the Word, that means when you get in contact with the Word, He'll bring a move on you to move on. The Word of God cannot come back to God void. It is there to accomplish something. So notice, think about what God said. And there comes a pulsation of the Holy Spirit in your heart saying, it's the truth. Well, wait a minute. Who's listening to this message and saying it's the truth? Well, what is that? Is that your natural self talking? It means you don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, I know. The problem is you ain't throbbing. So you say, oh, that's true, brother. And you sit there. But you're not allowing the pulsation. We become so carnal, we can't even notice the pulsation moving. I'm not saying every time you say it's the truth, it's going to happen. But what I am saying is, it can. It can move when you say it's the truth. It should move a lot of times. But what? We just say, oh, it's just another Wednesday night service. Oh, I got to go to the house of God tonight. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Okay, you done yet? Send me home. Well, nobody's here tonight. This ain't not going to happen here. What is that? You're moving on
man's reasonings. Instead of actually getting into the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit will pulsate you in the house of God. Do you think God has church and God isn't supposed to do something every time we're here? He ain't just going to preach you a sermon. He's here to pulsate His Spirit in you. Think about this. When they received the Holy Ghost in the upper room, the Scripture says that they went from house to house communing. They went what? Breaking bread. Now, why did they do that? Well, there was an unction. There was a pulsating of God's heartbeat. Right. But do you think that was just something? I mean, let's say it like this. Okay, here they go. They leave Acts Church the next day. Oh, I'm going to go to Brother David's house and break some bread and talk about doctrine. Go to Brother David's house. Okay, I'm done. Then you go the second day. Go to Bill Simon's house. And nothing's ever happening. Do you think that that's going to pulsate? I'm just trying to get you to read between the lines here. But do you realize something was addicting them to doing these things? Something was what? Moving them in this direction. Something was pulsating. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The book of Acts is more than just the miracles you see. It was a life that was pulsating, moving them. They were what? They were going house to house. The Holy Ghost was falling. They were breaking bread, and the communion with Jesus Christ Himself was coming down in their midst. It was proving that this resurrection was real in the form of the Holy Ghost, and it was a living heartbeat in them. Oh, hallelujah. When they get down to the prayer meeting with Peter and John, the Scripture says they prayed for boldness, and the Holy Ghost fell down. That'll make you want to pray with your brother and sister when you can get the heartbeat of God like that. Amen. But prayer is not prayer. Church is not church. Church is an opportunity to get the pulsation moving, the heartbeat moving. Okay, let's all stand up and run now. Don't be tempted, brother. Can't you see that the spiritual heartbeat was making the natural heartbeat? Don't you understand that prayer is not prayer? Prayer is a time to get with one another who have the pulsation of God, and to get you with the pulsation of God, and that is actually made to bring God into an actual what? An actual time that He is on display. Amen. He's there. Things are happening in prayer. Let's get behind all these ideas that, you know, prayer is just a time to come together and we prayed really quiet for exactly 1 hour and then we left the church within the next 10 minutes or then we talked till 11 o'clock. That's not prayer. When you get to the mindset of the Spirit of God, now what's going to get you to that mindset? The problem, when you look at prayer, this is what you see. But what if you looked at prayer and seen something that you can't see? You're not supposed to look at what you see. You're supposed to look at what you can't see. What would your expectation be like if you come here tonight and say, oh my Lord, what's going to happen tonight? This is going to be awesome. I know something's going to happen. I'll tell you what, if you got in that frame, that mindset, if you got that pulsation of God working like that, sometimes He'd tell you exactly what it is. What do you think prophecy is when you come to the house?
Amen.
What do you think all these things are? Amen. It is the pulsation of God's Spirit to prove Himself a living being in you.
Amen.
What is the heartbeat of God? It shows that God's heart is beating inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. So notice, there comes a pulsation of the Holy Spirit in your heart saying it's the truth. How do you know it's truth? Says the devil. I know it's truth. It's God's word. It's the truth. Something begins to pulsate in your bosom that it's the truth. What is it that's pulsating? Oh, don't feel my flesh. It's God's heartbeat.
Amen. Yeah.
God's heartbeat is in you.
Let's
see. Oh, Lord. Then make ready. You're coming out of there. Just as certain as I stand in this pulpit. So every time you feel the heartbeat of God, you can get into the position that you're going to come out of something. That something's going to happen. Thum, 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 thum. Oh, I can hear it. I ain't talking about something carnal, church. I'm talking about something moving you. And the only way you can pick it up, if you can feel that thing, if you can catch, it by faith. That's all it is. It's as simple as that. It can be a feeling, but it doesn't have to be. It can be something coming to your mind, but it doesn't have to be. It's something that you catch as a revelation. What did Abel catch when he went and slayed a lamb? Doesn't say he felt anything. It doesn't say anything like that, but he caught, your prophet said he caught a revelation.
Amen.
He caught an unction from God.
Yeah.
And he moved on it.
Amen.
So notice, he says, then make ready, you're coming out of there just as certain as I stand in this pulpit tonight. Don't look at what you see. How bad I'm crippled. How sick I am. What the doctor said. Don't look at that. Look at the unseen. What God said. Before you feel any different, before the pain leaves, before the hand moves, before the eye can see one sight, yet make ready. For it's going to come. As long as that pulsation begins to rise in your bosom. Somebody says, we're all sitting here. Well, there's got to be one person's got a pulsation moving. To hear the word, and nothing is stimulating you, nothing's moving you, but it should actually what? Be stimulating you to what? Move by faith.
Amen.
On the pulsation that God is speaking to you with.
Oh. Amen.
Almost done. I'm going to quit. Notice this. I'll read one more. I better pick carefully. Second here. Let me read you this one. Straight as a gate. Let's do this. I'm going to read you a different one. Looking at the unseen, E22,
It says, Noah waited, believed, moved with fear, and built an ark. Don't criticize. Why they told, the old fellow must have been crazy. But yet no clouds ever come. Before there is a cloud, before there was a drop of water in the skies, Noah, with the unseen of the natural eye, you can look with the natural eye and see the unseen. What are you looking at tonight? Well, I see Brother Cam. No, look at the unseen. With his spiritual eye tuned to the Word of God, seeing the rain falling. What are you tuned on tonight? What's your eye looking? Is it looking at a preacher or is it looking at the Word? Oh, if we tonight in the Angelus Temple could so tune our hearts, not our literal mind, let it go. Don't figure it out. Cast down reasonings, but with our hearts could tune it to the Word of God. To see a revival break forth. To see the altars fall. To see the church packed. To see the revival spreading through Los Angeles. A fire cannot be put out. Our hearts would begin to pulsate under the power of the Holy Ghost. There would be such prayer meetings over Los Angeles tonight. It'd have to happen. Certainly it would. When the church is in tune. What if the people here tonight that's sick would begin to think God is God? If He isn't, why serve Him? If He's still God, He's still a healer. Amen. If He's Almighty God, He can do all things. Amen. And if He made a promise, He can't break it. Amen. He has to keep it. Then, that pulsation begins to rise in your heart. Something's going to take place. There could be nothing stop it. See what the pulsation does? It moves you into perfect faith. It's a fire, like a building on fire in a windy day. It just keeps blowing as the Holy Spirit fans the fire. It keeps burning till it becomes a reality to you. Let's stand. The Word of God isn't a book. The Word of God is a person. And when that person moves on you, when you catch something by inspiration of faith, something could have struck you tonight and said, oh God, you're going to do it. Oh God, I have this need. But if you can catch the pulsation of God, it's just like a heartbeat. Something's moving on you and says all things are possible. Something moves on you and says tonight's my night. Something says, God, I can receive it tonight. It's a pulsation. Something is trying to get you to move. But just like the natural heart, in order to get that pulsing, you got to exercise on it. You have to put a faith out and say, God, you're going to move this for me. And when you can catch that pulsation moving on you, oh God, you could save a soul. Oh God, you're going to do this. Oh God, going to do that. It becomes more than a sermon. But it literally becomes God speaking to man. It becomes what? The heartbeat of God coming down and beating inside of you. There to prove that He's throbbing. There to prove that He's moving you to do something. If you could just act on faith, you could receive it. Tonight, as we get ready to pray, I didn't preach a sermon to preach something nice. I have needs, church. I have needs for this church. I have needs for myself. I have things that I need healed. And how do we get it?
while we're moving on it. Quit looking at the natural. When you look at me, let things black out.
Right.
Look at what the Spirit's moving on you right now. Say, if He's there moving. It could be anything. But if you can catch that pulsation, there could be a revival strike this place. Another quote, he says, when you have that pulsation, you'll see sin. God works in directions. He's got to get you clean. He's got to get you in the right spot. But how many here might feel moving of the Spirit? Just a little one. It's been a while since we felt the presence of God in the house of God. But Lord, I'm working with the unseen tonight. And God, there's things that I need. Lord, there's things that I'm catching, Lord. I've got to move on it. What is that? You're moving by faith on what God's showing you. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it up. Just let it work up. Or let it reveal to you. Let's just close our eyes. Maybe tonight, while I was preaching, the Spirit of God was speaking to you. Maybe tonight you felt something saying, oh God, this is it. This is something here that I need, God. There's something here that I need, Lord. And God, Your Word says it's true. Church, the Holy Spirit was pulsating on you. And perhaps right now you're saying, God, I believe there can be another revival. God, I'm believing, God, that You can make this church live. I'm believing You can heal me. I'm believing that You can fix this spiritual condition. And you feel something pulsating. Church, we're going to pray. And we're going to move by faith on where God has us. If you've got nothing for yourself, then let something pulsate over you for this church. Pulsate over you for your brothers and sisters who have a need tonight. But I'm sure we find plenty of need within ourselves. Let's just talk to Him. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, we understand, oh God, that all things are possible. And Lord, as we heard a sermon about the Spirit of God, how it moves on us, that we just don't have a natural heart beating here, but we have something spiritual, God. It's Your Holy Ghost. And God, it comes to us, sometimes in word form, sometimes as an anointing, but God, it comes to us wanting us to please You, Lord. It's impossible to please You without faith. And Lord, tonight, oh God, as Lord, we're here tonight, Lord. Many of us with needs here, God, we got to make a rapture. How are we going to make a rapture with faith when we don't even have faith to cure a toothache, God? Oh God, the Word has spoke to us tonight. And God, You see all our faults, all of our weaknesses, all the things, oh God, where we're falling short. But God, we heard a word tonight that says there's a heartbeat that can pulsate in us, that can cure what's wrong, that can change our spiritual dispositions. Oh God, let us see sin tonight. Let us see, oh God, the moving of the Spirit. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I pray You'd start a move, God. Start a change in our lives individually, Lord. Where, God, we quit looking at things seen. And we work on and off the unseen. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight, Lord, that You just woo on us now. Show us, God, this is possible. This is real. And let it become settled in our hearts, God, by that pulsation of Your Spirit. Oh God, why would we serve you if you're not living? Just like your prophet said, you're real tonight, Lord. Be real in these vessels, Lord. Be real in our lives, God. Forgive us for our wrongs. Forgive us for everything, God. And move upon us now. We just trust that you'll do it, Lord. And Lord, we want to just sit here, Lord, and bask in the promise of God. Bask on the Word. And sit here with the pulsation here, Lord. It's identified, Lord, with the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Move in this church, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the rod of Aaron. Hallelujah. Touch us now, Lord. Settle our faith tonight. Operate. We want to please you tonight, Lord. There's got to be someone here. There's got to be something here, God. The bride is here. This meeting is not in vain. It's not just to gain a knowledge. But Lord, it's to move the living God in these hearts. Spiritually, we accept you now, Lord. We believe we've had an experience, Lord. But Lord, we haven't felt that heartbeat for a while. We haven't felt, oh God, the living God throbbing in us, moving us to, oh God, desperation. But God, we want it. Bring it, Lord. We need it, Lord. For your glory, we pray. You'll do it in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As you're working with the things that you're feeling, oh, perhaps you got something in your heart right now. Just sing that song. He's a bad one.
Hearts today, for he's the same yesterday. Oh, today and forever. Oh, Jesus is alive and well.
The promise he gives?
The promise he gives to show that he lives in us who truly
just find that heartbeat. Amen. He's alive today, church. He's here to give you that note you've been looking for. Let's sing that song, The Great Physician.
The Great Physician now is near. The sympathizing tears.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
He speaks the truth in heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Oh, sweet.
Give us your heart.
Amen.